Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord we're able to be together again. And I'm going to continue right on in a message I began on yesterday's broadcast, A House Full of Glory. And we began to look at the book of Haggai, the first chapter, just reading the first couple of verses. There it says, in the second year of King Darius, the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, this was the word of the Lord. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. They had opposition. You remember when they first came back, Ezra, Nehemiah, and as the foundation was being laid and the walls going up, there was opposition. And then the new king after Cyrus said, basically, we'll stop all construction. And so time passed where the people became complacent and they just were concerned about their own lives. You know, it's not time that the Lord's house should be built. And today there are many people who sit in church congregations and they're unaware of the lateness of the hour, the tremendous time in which we are living, where we can see that the New World Order, things are being set up for the arrival of the Antichrist, for his reign of power. And so some people have likened the words of Jesus in the book of Revelation to different ages in the church. Well, some people have said this: the times in which we're living is a picture of the Laodicean church age. And that is that it's a picture of self-satisfaction. Hear what Jesus said to that church. Unto the angel, this is Revelation, the third chapter, verse 14, unto the angel or messenger of the church of Laodicea write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation, O God. I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. We look at the churches in America, and sometimes it seems there's some on every corner, and we're concerned about, you know, building larger churches and now, of course, there's a time and a need for repair work and things like that, but you understand what I'm saying. The bigger, the better. And so the focus has not been on, oh, maybe literally building church edifices. However, the real church that's being built today is not made with hands. It's a living temple unto the Lord. It's the body of Christ. This is where God's concern has always been. Those who will enter into relationship with Him and worship Him in spirit and truth. Remember, that's what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman. The hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Not in this place or not in Jerusalem, but around the world, God is raising up true worshipers, those who really love God. And then remember Jesus, His own words in John, the fourth chapter, verse 35, he says, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes. Open your eyes and look, beloved, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. This was in the time of Jesus. And so, beloved, we are living, we don't know when the Lord will return. We know the Word of God is going to be fulfilled, and you know, let's leave it to the theologians and scholars to argue whether it's pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, or all the various variations in between. The point is, we need to be ready whenever he comes. We need to be able ministers and ready servants of his, so whenever he comes, the Lord shall find us doing what he has asked us to do. And the Great Commission has never changed. Make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you even to the end of the age. Jesus is not going to let us do that on our own. He is with us by his Holy Spirit to help. So let's go on now. We see a picture in Haggai that the people, because human nature hasn't changed, we're pretty much that way. Now, I know there's some churches that are really on fire, but many, many places are just, it's a bless me club. It's just, you know, go to church, do your little Christian duty, and go home and feel good for another week. And so the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, this is verse 3, verse 4, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You've sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but you're not filled with drink, and ye clothe ye, but there's none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it in a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. What we see is the Lord rebuking his people. Remember in Revelation, he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. When we experience leanness of soul, we disobey God. And that's what happens when we are not obedient to what he's asked us to do. Psalm 106:15, that's the reference for they soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. All right, so the people of God are being rebuked. Oh, there's a good end to this, though. Just hang there. Hang there with me. And in verse 8, The prophet goes on to declare God's words, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. He's speaking, of course, in literal terms. He's telling them to go up to the mountain, get wood so they could begin construction. In other words, don't wait, start right now. And what application we can see in our own lives, you know, the mountain of the Lord has always been a high place, a holy place, where we draw near to God. And he's telling us to do that. Go up to the mountain of the Lord, the high places in God. Seek his face in prayer and waiting upon him, and grow strong in him. And bring not wood, beloved, but what's the construction material of this latter-day house? It's stones, beloved. He's building a stone tabernacle. Living stones. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? 1 Peter 2:5 says, ye also as lively stones. We're stone. Yes, we have a life. We tend to be, sometimes we don't sit, we don't stay where we're put. We tend to roll away and roll on. But God has us. He wants us in a particular place that he's designed. Let me read again. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Spiritual sacrifices, yeah, that's not only praise and worship, giving, but all the things, the New Testament sacrifices that we are called. I preached a message on that once. I won't go off on a tangent, but to do the things, to witness, to be able to bring others in. And so now let's go and read further, a little bit further in Haggai, again, that first chapter, verses 9 through 11. Ye looked for much, again, this is part of the rebuke, and lo, it came to little, and when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house, or to his own interests. I wonder, could the Lord say that to us today? Is that what we are doing? Is our schedule so busy, so full, that we really don't have time for what concerns the Lord? Verse 10 and 11. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I call for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of their hands. So there was leanness, there was a lack of abundance, there was poverty, drought, famine. The efforts of man were failing and not being prospered. And so when God is not put first, then there are consequences. Sometimes it takes us a little while to realize it, but finally we get the message. What is the first and greatest commandment? To love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, strength. Isn't that right? Second, like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. And so, what does he say in verse 12? Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. They actually responded in obedience. And so, beloved, the presence of the Lord comes when we are willing to obey Him. Remember what the Lord told Moses, I will be with thee. It's the greatest confidence we can have. Moses said, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he makes excuses. I'm slow of speech. But the Lord says, now therefore go, and I be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And it took Moses 36 verses of scripture after God called him before he finally accepted the word of the Lord. And some of you may feel a sense of lack and inability. Well, let's talk about that tomorrow, all right? My time has rapidly come to a conclusion, and we'll continue on in this message, but it's encouraging to see how the people of God responded in that day. I wonder if those who hear the voice of the Lord today are going to respond with such obedience and such a willingness to do what the Lord commands, thus saith the Lord. Amen. I love you, and until tomorrow, the announcer will give our contact information. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.